From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on five military camps in Somalia's lower Shabelle region, killing at least 12 militants and a civilian. Somali officials say two suicide trucks filled with explosives blew up Sunday at the Amazon military camp in Bulamarer, about 110 kilometers south of Mogadishu. It's one of the main towns in the region. This was followed by an Al-Shabaab infantry attack on the camp. Moments later, a bomb-laden minibus approached another Amazon base in the nearby Golwin village and exploded. The United States blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress in peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians is causing tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
Palestinians buried their dead Saturday with mortars calling for revenge. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. Local reports say the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. And a magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. No immediate reports of casualties or damage. This is VOA News. The governor of the Siberian region, where a shopping center fire on March 25th killed 64 people, has resigned. Aman Tuliyev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. The fire prompted thousands of people to demonstrate last week, calling for the resignations of regional officials. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Voter Andrew Williams believes the vote is a new beginning for his country.
Yes, I believe it's also a resurrection day for Sierra Leone, because we had had a peaceful election and now counting is going on. And I believe by Monday, we should have had the results and the winner will be declared.
Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate Samora Kamara or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate Julius Maada Bio. In Indian Kashmir, 18 people were killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations. Police say 11 militants, 3 soldiers, and 4 civilians died during clashes. Militant groups have been waging an armed struggle against Indian rule in the only Muslim-majority state of Kashmir. Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, the day they believe their Savior Jesus the Christ rose from the dead. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the Vatican St. Peter's Square Sunday to hear the Pope's annual Easter address. The Pope called for reconciliation in the Middle East and an end to the carnage in Syria. He also called for peace in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises on Sunday. The exercises will continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. North Korea, which has traditionally accused both South Korea and the United States of practicing invading the North during joint military drills, has so far remained quiet this year. President Trump called for tougher immigration laws Sunday, promising that there would be no deal for DACA recipients. Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release, Trump wrote on Twitter Sunday morning. He said, getting more dangerous, caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.